Nolte, police say man accused of firebombing Governor Shapiro is pro-Palestinian. By John Nolte on April 16, 2025. Cody Ballmer, the 38-year-old man arrested for allegedly firebombing the home of Governor Josh Shapiro, DPA, over the weekend, hates Jews. Ballmer called 911 following the attack early Sunday. Reports Penn Live, identified himself by name and told operators Shapiro needs to know he will not take part in his plans for what he wants to do to the Palestinian people. This is per the search warrant obtained by Penn Live. During the call, Ballmer allegedly added that he needed to stop having my friends killed and that our people have been put through too much by that monster. You all know where to find me, Ballmer allegedly continued. I'm not hiding, and I will confess to everything that I had done. Police said it sounded like Ballmer was reading a script. And what Ballmer allegedly did was this. At 2 o'clock on Sunday morning, the Sunday after Passover when Shapiro would be sleeping, as would his wife, four children, and guests, the governor's residence in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, was literally firebombed. Ballmer is accused of scaling the residence's iron security fence, breaking into the residence, setting the fire, and then planning to beat the governor to death with a hammer. Ballmer was arrested later on Sunday and faces charges of attempted homicide, terrorism, aggravated arson, and aggravated assault. Attacks on elected officials are attacks on everyone. For better or for worse, these are the people we the people have chosen to represent us. Murdering or attempting to murder our representatives is truly an attack on democracy and the will of the people. In this case, the will of the entire state of Pennsylvania. This is the second time Shapiro has been targeted for being Jewish. During the 2024 presidential campaign, there is little doubt Shapiro was passed over, pun intended, as Kamala Harris's vice presidential pick because he is Jewish. Nothing else makes sense. Shapiro is the popular governor of one of the key swing states. Harris, however, chose goofy Minnesota Governor Tim Walz, a state she already had in her pocket. Democrats have become the party of anti-Jewish hate and discrimination. Harris knew choosing Shapiro would cost her a key part of the Democrat Party's sick base. The pro-Hamas Jew haters who have stormed our campuses and rampaged through our streets calling for the extermination of Israel. If Ballmer is guilty, he must go away forever. There were four kids in that house. Kids. The political left can no longer be appeased or negotiated with. Had this Sunday attack been on Republican, Democrats would be treating Ballmer like they are accused murderer Luigi Mangione and deported terrorists such as Kilmar Abrego Garcia, as martyrs and folk heroes. John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, is winning five-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.